Well, welcome on to our call. The head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Chinnick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations to you and your guys. A dramatic 54-51 overtime win up at New Hampshire. Not only your first CAA win, but winning against a nationally ranked opponent on the road. Talk about what it meant to win that game, and what did you like most about the way your team played?
Yeah, just really proud of our guys to obviously go into what I think is a extremely difficult environment and come away with a great conference win. And so, we've been talking to our guys about all the changes that have been taking place and, getting every guy on the same page and really playing a complete game. And we talked about playing a 60-minute game. Did not know we'd need more than that, but really proud of how our guys responded and how they handled it. And, credit to New Hampshire, very, very good football team, as I think we all know, but they just have no quit in them. And it was quite a battle. And for our guys to be able to find a way to, be down 11 there in the fourth quarter and be able to, come up with the points needed to make the thing work. Really excited about, what we did, how we did it, and the way it all played out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. After it was a back and forth game all afternoon, but you get that block punt that's recovered in the end zone, and you're on the road down 10, 11 points with 8 minutes to go. What did you learn about your team, and was there any, did you ever sense that they were wavering in their confidence at all to be able to come back and get that win?
No, felt really good. Felt really good about, just how we've changed. And, we were down 7 at Monmouth. We were down 5 at Monmouth. And, kind of our sidelines, wasn't great. And guys were kind of, wondering and all that. And I think, something that we harped on and something that we talked about that, every game we got an opportunity to be in, every game we got an opportunity, to finish it on a high note. So again, credit our seniors and credit our sidelines for, we're down there, and we've got an opportunity to make a comeback, and our guys believe we could. And offense went in and did what they needed to do, and then defense got the stops that needed to take place, and we were able to erase that deficit and put us right back in the game and send it into overtime.
First question this afternoon from Kyle Kinsen. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi, Coach. I wanted to ask about the offense, finally having that really major breakthrough. And did you see anything during the course of the week that made you feel confident that this week it would really be clicking in terms of how they were chipping away at their progress?
Well, I think I've said the last couple of weeks, I felt we've just been close, and I felt like we've, just missed on some opportunities that really changed the complexion of the game. So when you look at what we were able to do third down and with our fourth down conversions this week, that kept us out there longer. Obviously, to be able to run the ball for 300 yards against what I think is a very good New Hampshire defense kept us on the field longer. And, I feel like we've been making progress and we've been plugging away at what you saw on Saturday. It was just good to kind of, put it all together. But really, I've kind of seen us methodically approach this and keep getting after it. We just made a few more plays, which we're going to need to continue, obviously, as our schedule doesn't get any easier.
Thank you.
Pete, obviously a huge afternoon for Nathan Kent, 252 yards and 5 touchdowns through the air. Also, got done with his leg, 68 yards rushing, including that big run for about 20 yards on that fourth and one that set up the field goal in the fourth quarter. Just talk about the day that he had, and again his continued development.
Yeah, great day for him, and that the great call by Brian Shepherd, our offensive coordinator, on the naked boot on fourth and one to be able to get that conversion and to keep that drive alive. Nathan probably threw three or four balls that were just perfectly placed on those touchdown passes, and really where it's us or nobody, as we say, and giving our guy a chance to get it, but making sure the defender wasn't there. Opening drive, he throws an interception and bounces back extremely well from that. Very happy for him to get CAA Player of the Week. I think Offensive Player of the Week, I think that's a great honor for him. He's put in all the hard work. He's done everything that, you could ask of a guy and really unselfish guy. So for him to get it, I couldn't be happier for him.
You touched on it with Kyle, but 561 yards. Not only did you get it done through the air, but two backs with Diego and Devin, both over 100 yards. I know you talked about coming into the season, a high-powered, fast-paced offense. How have you seen this thing grow, and are you getting closer to what you'd like to see it look like?
Well, I think Brian Shepherd, our offensive coordinator, did a great job putting our guys in the right spots and getting done what needed to get done. And then credit our O-line for creating, some holes for those guys. And then I think those are two dynamic backs that, found ways to just make things out of nothing. I mean, there's three or four opportunities where Diego could be stopped for nothing. And he, finds 5 or 6 yards. And then same thing with Devin. Devin's touchdown, I mean, he runs off of two guys into the end zone. But it's good to see what I think our offense is capable of. And I think as coaches, we analyze, obviously, everything that we're doing, how we're doing it. And the last 2 weeks, we've just really felt like, man, we've left a lot of yardage and a lot of points on the field. So credit the defenses that we've played, because we didn't get them. But to see it all come together and to see it all play out last Saturday was huge for us. It's a game that we needed, obviously a game we needed to win, but at the same time, a game that we needed to play really well offensively. And it was good and fun to see that happen.
Diego's gotten all sorts of awards over his career as a special teams guy, but we've talked about the last couple of weeks, he's contributing as a rusher. And then this week also had 70 receiving yards. When you got to Towson and you saw this guy's 5'6", whatever he is, how did you know that he could be a bigger role in what you like to do offensively?
Well, it was fun because, watched him on film and then got the opportunity to meet him in person. And we had been very fortunate at the University of West Florida to have two guys very similar in size and dynamic ability to Diego. So when I saw him, wasn't concerned about his height, wasn't concerned about his size. I was like, this guy's dynamic. We got to find a way to make it work. And, I don't know how many times he's done this. I probably should in his career, but to have over 300 yards of all-purpose yards, I know he's done that a handful of time. And, for somebody to do that once in their career, that's a great accomplishment. He's done it multiple times. And so we're going to continue to try to find ways to get him the ball. He's done a fantastic job of taking care of himself and really putting himself in a position where every Saturday he's extremely fresh and extremely ready to go. So very happy for him and excited that we can continue to find different ways to use him.
Before I let you go, another tough challenge ahead for your team on Saturday as UAlbany comes to town, dynamic quarterback and Reese Poffenbarger, and obviously a team that can rush the passer pretty well. As you've started to look at some tape of the Great Danes, what challenges do they present for you?
Well, you mentioned both of them, and along with just being extremely solid in all aspects of the game, I think a very all-around, well-coached team that does things the right way. They always seem to be in the right place. I think they're at 25 sacks in 5 games, which is an amazing number to have this early. A lot of teams would love that for a season, and they've got it, and we're not even halfway done with it. And then their QB just puts the ball where he needs to, when he needs to. So extremely impressed with them. And, I think as, I haven't listened to everybody's, 10-minute press conference here, but I think everybody up and down this league and every conversation that every coach is having is, you're going to be challenged in the CAA week in and week out. And no matter who you're playing, when you're playing them, it's going to be a challenge. And you better be at your best if you want an opportunity to have success.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Take care.